This is the Sakar Murli of 9th of June 2025. Essence: Sweet children, you are helpers of the Father, the one who establishes the kingdom of peace over the whole world. The world of peace and happiness is now in front of you. Question: Why does the Father teach you, children? What is the essence of this study? Answer: The Father teaches you, children, in order to make you into the princes of heaven, the masters of the world. The Father says, children, the essence of this study is, renounce all the things of the world. Never think that you have millions or hundreds of thousands. You won't be able to hold on to anything. Therefore, make effort very well and pay attention to this study. Song. At last, the day for which we had been waiting has come. Om Shanti. You children heard the song. At last, the time has come for there to be peace in this world. Everyone asks how there can be peace in this world. Those who give good advice for this are given a prize. Nehru, too, gave advice, but peace was not established through that. He just gave his advice and departed. It is in the intellects of you children that there was peace, happiness and prosperity, etc., in the whole world at some time. That doesn't exist anymore. It will come again. The cycle has to turn. This is in the intellects of you confluence-aged Brahmins. You know that Bharat will become golden again. Bharat is called the golden sparrow. Although people sing this praise, it is just for the sake of it. You are now making practical effort for this. You know that only a few more days now remain. So you are able to forget all the sorrowful things of hell. Your intellects know that that world of happiness is just ahead of you. Previously, when it used to take a long time to come from abroad, you understood that it would only be a short time to go before you reached your destination. Now you can reach your destination very quickly by aeroplane. It is now in the intellects of you children that your days of happiness are to come again. You are making effort for this. Baba has shown you how to make effort very easily. According to the drama, this is certain, exactly as it was a cycle ago. You were deities. So many temples to the deities are now being built. You children know what they will do after building the temples, etc. How many days now remain? You children are authorities of this knowledge. It is said, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is the Almighty Authority. You are authorities of this knowledge, and they are authorities of devotion. The Father is called the Almighty Authority. You children become this, number-wise, according to the efforts you make. You have the knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. You know that you are making effort to claim your inheritance from the Father. Those who are authorities of devotion only speak of devotion to everyone. You are the authorities of this knowledge. Therefore, you only speak of this knowledge. There is no devotion in the Golden Age. There isn't a single worshipper there. Everyone there is worthy of being worshipped. For the first half of each cycle, you are worthy of being worshipped, and for the other half you are worshippers. This only refers to the people of Bharat. When they were worthy of being worshipped, Bharat was heaven. The people of Bharat became worshippers, and it is now hell. You children are now creating your lives in a practical way. You continue to explain to everyone, number-wise, according to your own efforts. The number of you continues to grow. This is already fixed in advance in the drama. This drama inspires you to make effort, and you continue to do this. You know that you have imperishable parts to play in this drama. What would anyone in the world know about these things? We have these parts in the drama. Those who speak about this understand how we have these parts in the drama. This world cycle continues to turn. No one but you knows the history and geography of the world. No one in the world knows who the highest on high is. Rishis and Munis, etc., used to say, "We don't know." They would say, "Neti, neti, neither this nor that." You children now know that the Father is the Creator and that He is now teaching us. Baba has told you repeatedly, when you sit here, sit in the stage of soul consciousness. Only the One Father teaches you Raja Yoga and explains the history and geography of the world to you. The Father says, "I am not a thought reader. The world is so large, why should I read anything about it?" The Father Himself says, "I come to purify you according to what is fixed in the drama. I come to play the part that I have in the drama, but I do not read anyone's thoughts. I tell you what part I play and what parts you play. You study this knowledge and teach it to others. My part is to purify the impure. Only you children know this. You know the date and time, etc. No one else in the world knows this. The Father is teaching you. Then, when the next cycle comes to an end, Baba will come again. Whatever scene is performed now, it will repeat after a cycle. One second cannot be the same as the next. This drama continues to turn. You children now know about this unlimited play. In spite of that, you repeatedly forget it. Baba says, simply remember that Baba is your father, that he is also your teacher and guru. Your intellects should go in that direction. You souls become happy on hearing the praise of the Father. You all say, "Our Baba is our Father and teacher, and He is nothing but the truth." This study is also true and complete. The studies of other people are incomplete. You children should have so much happiness in your intellects. Those who pass a high examination have abundant happiness in their intellects. You are studying such elevated teachings. Therefore, your heads should explode with the happiness that you experience. God, Baba, the unlimited Father, is teaching us. You should have goose pimples. The same episode of the Gita is now being repeated. No one but you knows this. They have lengthened the duration of the cycle. The whole story of 5,000 years continues to go around in your intellects. This is called the discus of self-realization. Some children say, "Baba, storms come many times, and so I forget you." Baba asks, Whom do you forget? How could you forget the Father, who is making you into the double-crowned masters of the world? You don't forget anyone else. You remember everyone, your wife, children, maternal uncle, paternal uncle, friends and relations, etc. Therefore, how can you forget this aspect? Your battle lies in remembering this. Stay in remembrance as much as possible. In order to make progress, you children should wake up early in the morning and go for a walk in remembrance of the Father. You can go onto the roof terraces or outside in the cool breeze. It is not necessary to come and sit here. You can go outside. There is no question of fear, etc., early in the morning. You can go out for a walk. Talk amongst yourselves about who remembers Baba the most. Then share with others how much you remembered Baba and where your intellect went for the rest of the time. This is called making progress with one another. Note down how long you remembered the Father. Baba tells you of his own practice. Even when you walk for an hour in remembrance, your legs will not become tired. So many sins can then be cut away by having remembrance. You know the cycle. Day and night only keep in your intellects the fact that you are now to return home. You are making effort. Iron-aged human beings know nothing of this at all. They do so much devotion in order to attain liberation. There are so many opinions. You Brahmins only have one opinion. All of those who become Brahmins have Srimat to follow. You become deities by following the Father's Srimat. Deities do not have Srimat. It is only at this time that you become Brahmins and are given Srimat. God is the incorporeal one. He is teaching you Raja Yoga, through which you claim your fortune of the kingdom and become the elevated masters of the world. There are so many Vedas and scriptures, etc., on the path of devotion. However, only the one Gita is of any use. God comes and teaches Raja Yoga. Only these teachings are called the Gita. You are now studying with the Father, from whom you claim the kingdom of heaven. Those who study claim it. This is the part in the drama that you play. Only the one Father is the ocean of knowledge, and only he speaks this knowledge to you. According to the drama plan, he only comes at the confluence age. He comes between the end of the Iron Age and the beginning of the Golden Age. Don't become confused about anything. The Father enters this one and teaches you. No one else can teach you. If this one, Dada, had studied with anyone else, many others would also have studied with that same one. The Father says, I come to uplift all of the gurus, etc. too. The aim and objective of you children is now in front of you. We are becoming those. This is the true story of becoming Narayan from an ordinary human. He is then praised on the path of devotion. The systems of the path of devotion carry on. Ravan's kingdom is now to end. You no longer go anywhere to celebrate Dashera, etc. You go to explain to them what they are doing. That is the work of babies. All the eminent people go to see how they burn Ravan. No one knows who he is. This is the kingdom of Ravan. People celebrate Dashera with so much happiness. They continue to burn Ravan at that festival. Their sorrow still continues. They have no understanding. You now understand how senseless you were. Ravan makes you senseless. You now say, Baba, we will definitely become Lakshmi or Narayan. We will not make any less effort. This is our only school and this study is very easy. If you old mothers are unable to remember anything else, you can at least remember the Father. O Rama, emerges from their mouths. Baba tells you this very easy method. You are a soul. Remember the Father, the Supreme Soul, and your boat will go across. Where will you go? To the land of peace and that land of happiness. Forget everything else. Forget whatever you have heard or studied previously. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father, and you will definitely receive your inheritance from the Father. It is only by having this remembrance that your sins can be cut away. It is so easy. It is said, a wonderful star sparkles in the center of the forehead. Therefore, a soul would surely be very tiny. Doctors try very hard to see a soul, but it is very subtle. No one can see it by using any type of physical means. The Father too is just a point. He says, just as you are ordinary, so I too become ordinary in order to teach you. How could anyone know how God teaches us? If Sri Krishna were to teach you, people from America, Japan, and everywhere else would come here. He has that much attraction. Everyone loves Sri Krishna. You children know that you are now becoming like him. Sri Krishna is a prince. If you want to take Krishna into your lap, you have to make effort. This is not a big thing. The Father teaches you children in order to make you into the princes of heaven, the masters of the world. The Father says, children, the essence of this study is to renounce everything of this world. Never think that you have millions or hundreds of thousands. You won't be able to hold on to anything. Therefore, make effort very well. When you come to the Father, he complains. You have been attending class for 8 months, and for all that time you haven't met the Father, from whom you receive the sovereignty of heaven. Such children reply to Baba that they had this or that work. Oh, but what if you had died? How would you have been able to come here? These excuses will not work. The Father is teaching you Raja Yoga, and you are not studying it. For those who have done a lot of devotion, it would take, let alone 7 days, just a second for the arrow to pierce them. You can become a master of the world in a second. This one who is experienced is sitting here. He had a vision of destruction and the four-armed image, and understood that he was to become a master of the world. Through the visions he had, he became enthusiastic and so renounced everything. You children know that the Father has come here to give you your sovereignty of heaven. The Father asks, for how long have you had this faith? You reply, for 8 months. Baba has explained that the main things are remembrance and this knowledge. Visions are of no use. Once you have recognized the Father, you should begin to study and you will then become like that. You can explain to anyone the points you receive. Explain with a lot of sweetness. Shiv Baba, the purifier, says, remember me and you will become the pure masters of the pure world. Explain tactfully. You do want God the Father to liberate you and to take you back to your sweet home. All right. In order to remove the rust that is covering you souls, the Father says, remember me. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Baptada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. Wake up early in the morning and go for a walk in remembrance of the Father. Have a sweet heart-to-heart conversation among yourselves to see for how long each of you remembers Baba and then share your experience. 2. Once you have recognized the Father, don't make any excuses but remain occupied in this study. Never miss a Murli. Blessing. While seeing everyone's virtues, may you imbibe the Father's virtues in yourself and become an embodiment of virtues. At the confluence age, the children who wear a garland of virtues enter the rosary of victory. Therefore, you have to become a holy swan, and while seeing everyone's virtues, you yourself have to imbibe the Father's virtues. Let this garland of virtues be around each of your necks. To the extent that you imbibe the Father's virtues, you will accordingly have a big garland around your necks. By turning the beads of the rosary of virtues, you yourself will become an embodiment of virtues. As a memorial of this, a garland has been shown around the necks of the deities and the Shaktis, goddesses. Slogan. The stage of a detached observer is the throne for making accurate decisions. Abhyakt signal. Practice being in the stage of soul consciousness. Be introverted. By doing everything while introverted, you will be saved from obstacles and waste thoughts, and your time will also be saved. When you remain introverted, you develop the power of awareness, and the eyes of you souls become powerful. Then, when any obstacle is to come, you will feel in advance that you are going to have a test paper on that day. The more you get to know about it in advance, the more success you will achieve, because you remain wise. Om Shanti.